This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. The Supreme Court reinstated an Alabama congressional map that a lower court said diluted the power of black votes, saying that the court would pay more attention to challenges to voting maps. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg on CNN weighs in on the Russia-Ukraine crisis.
There's no certainty, but what we see is a continued military buildup with more and more forces and also key enablers like military hospitals and the logistics. So this is the warning time is going down and the risk for an attack is going up. And we also see the threatening rhetoric, the very strong rhetoric from Russia saying that we need to give in to their demands. If not, there will be what they call military technical consequences. And then, of course, we have the track record of Russia using force against Ukraine before. So if you put all that together, military build-up, threatening rhetoric, and the track record of Russia, of course, there is a real danger. But we continue to work for a political solution. It's possible to preserve peace, and that's exactly why we put so much energy in from NATO side to find a political way forward.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The self-induced border crisis by the Biden administration has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to flood our country, with airline flights all around the nation shuffling them into areas unbeknown to local authorities. One Republican lawmaker is putting forward a bill that would force the Biden administration into transparency from the middle-of-the-night flights being paid for with your tax dollars. Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania on Newsmax.
We are up over 40 Republicans. I do expect there are some rational, nonpartisan, completely politically driven Democrats because they've seen the disaster of this crisis. So, yeah, all we're asking for is a notification, transparency, and we want to know about the sponsors that these young people and or young adults are going to. So our CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, do not feel that they are a link in the chain of human trafficking. Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, stated very well that if this can't get bipartisan support, clearly it's unquestionable then that the Biden administration and Democrats are favorable to this terrible process and crisis at our border and will provide not even any level of transparency as to for the safety of those that are experiencing this treacherous trek due to the Biden policy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thank you for joining in and being a part of the solution and not adding to the problem. Great to have you here sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got Professor Richard Weikert joining us at a time when I think it's really important, though. You know, there was a lot of discussion last week, controversy about Whoopi Goldberg and, you know, the statements that she made. And, you know, sometimes I think for the sake of the news cycle, we go through it so quickly that we miss out on, you know, the lesson learned here, and that it's not properly processed. It gets so emotionalized that there's not a moment to really stop and think about it, to say, okay, what is the real takeaway? What is the benefit of what was said that we should draw out of this, so that you know, for those that need to be healed, they're healed, and for those that need to have a clearer understanding, you know, that could be accomplished as well. Well, Professor Richard Weikert joins us now. Professor, good to have you on the show.
Is that
fair that maybe we're so much in a hurry to, you know, get beyond these things that we miss out on maybe some of the benefit of, you know, people's mistakes? And not to make fun and beat Whoopi Goldberg up, I'm sure she's probably doing enough on her own. But I mean, just as a culture.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it can be a very, very good teaching moment. And as a professor myself, you know, teaching students and such, I actually have some students that come in with the same. I teach a course on the Holocaust, and I have students that come into that having the same kind of confusion about: are Jews a religion? Are they a race? What are they? And so you have to instruct students, you know, as they're going through that time. I'm kind of surprised that Whoopi Goldberg made that kind of mistake, but you know, that happens, and it can be a teaching moment for us to try to, you know, rectify things and help people to understand that race is, you know, think about the history of racism, which is what this impinges on, that the history of racism is not just about Black Africans and African Americans, that it goes way beyond that, and that Jews have been part of the history of racist sentiments against Jews have been a very important part of the history of racism.
And of course, you know, we see what's happening in China with the Uyghurs. Even though there may be one participating in the lighting ceremony, you know, we know the human abuses that are taking place in China. That unfortunately, this you know, this radio network is not controlled by the Chinese, so we can have this open conversation about this. But you know, this is what our founding fathers, in their understanding, and I believe divine understanding, realize how important freedom of speech is. Because, you know, what point was Whoopi trying to make here? Did you get your mind around this to understand what she was trying to say?
Yeah, they were discussing a book that was being pulled from a Tennessee school district that was about the Holocaust. And then I don't know why she got on the topic of the the racist issue in the Holocaust, saying it wasn't about race. But I don't know. It just didn't have empathy for those who, you know, again, she's saying it's white on white, so it couldn't have been racism. And I think she had the idea that racism is all about blacks. You know, it's understandable in our country where the blacks have been oppressed and persecuted for so long, and it's understandable why people would have that kind of feelings. But on the other hand, the Jews have also been persecuted in our country as well. There's been a lot of
anti-Semitism
in the United States, too. So
absolutely. Yeah, I think that any attitude that lessens the value of people is racist, regardless of the color of your skin, don't you think?
And when we're talking specifically about the Holocaust, by way of historical context, in the mid to late 19th century, there was a key shift that took place in European thought about the Jews by people who were opposed to the Jews, and that is a shift from thinking of the Jews as a religion, which they'd been primarily before that time, to thinking of them as a race. And this came about in part because of the growth of biological determinism, which is the idea that people are determined by their heredity or their biological makeup. And as that became more and more common in the late 19th century, what grew up was what we now very often refer to historically as scientific racism. And so this notion that the Jews were a separate race was a very common, widespread idea, not just among some fringe groups that would, you know, give rise to the Nazis or something, but it was widespread among scientists. Anthropologists were dividing races even within Europe. And so, you know, when Hitler came along and talked about his Aryan race, he wasn't even thinking about all Europeans as being, you know,
right, exactly.
Of one race. He was thinking of the Aryans as being one race and the Slavs as being a different race and the Italians and Southern Europeans as being a different race. And so there was lots of conceptions of race. And again, these were being pushed by anthropologists, not just and science biologists, not just by some fringe people.
How dangerous and reckless, don't you think? I mean, we can look back and in retrospect. I guess I've just been overly sensitive about this because my heart is such, you know, Professor, that, you know, I want our country to be healed, you know, of this racist idea, you know, theology or whatever, however you want to, mentality that we have. And, you know, and I think that in so many ways we've made such, you know, great advances, but yet you have these antithetical forces somehow that just cannot let go. They're comfortable, and they've made an industry out of it, and they get rewarded for racism, and it just galls me. It just absolutely disgusts me because, you know, the people that are we're talking fellow humanoids that are being injured here and dangerously put in situations like what Adolf Hitler did to the Jews, what China is doing to the Uyghurs. You know, anybody that doesn't want to go with the communist Chinese, you're less than, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And in my new book, Darwinian Racism, the last chapter of it looks at white nationalism and how white nationalists today are recycling these scientific racist ideas. Some people, when you look at a lot of the scholarship that's going on today, you know, among in academia about racism, a lot of it is trying to focus on sort of blaming evangelical Christians for racism and such. But interestingly, they sort of have forgotten somewhat about the scientific racism that was going on and the Darwinian underpinnings of a lot of the racism that was being pushed in the early and middle 20th century and is now still being pushed by white nationalists. If you look at what white nationalists are saying about racism, a lot of them are saying that, you know, different races evolved at different levels, and because of that, they are unequal and that they're locked in a Darwinian struggle for existence. And these ideas are still circulating. Fortunately, it's still, I think, as far as I can tell, a fringe element within our society, but it's still a significant fringe element, a very vocal element.
Yeah, the thing that amazes me, Professor, is the mainstream media. How they will utilize the language. They weaponize the idea. They give place to it. And sure. Without, I think, with such a level of irresponsibility, because what is going to happen here? I mean, all of a sudden, we're just going to have, you know, people thinking less of other people. I mean, it's bad enough that we've gone through, you know, so much death just in abortion, in the abortion process alone. But here we are, continuing to promote this kind of, maybe a eugenicist mind thought that's very dangerous. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Professor Richard Weikert after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Richard Weikert, Professor Emeritus of History at California State University Stanislaus, Senior Fellow at Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture, author of 7 books, including the new release, Darwinian Racism, How Darwinism Influenced Hitler, Nazism, White Nationalism, and it's amazing all these years later, Richard, that it still continues to have an impact on our thought and our actions.
Yes, certainly. And we've seen some pretty spectacular ways that it's had an impact on our thought, too, that I discuss in my book. One of them that many of your readers, listeners rather, would know about would be the Columbine High School massacre that took place in 1999, where a young man, Eric Harris, donned a T-shirt that said natural selection on Hitler's birthday and went out and shot up his school. And so he connected those two things, Hitler and Darwin. And indeed, they are connected. And I show those connections in my book, how the Nazis, Hitler himself, but then also many other Nazi publicists, and also, again, a lot of biologists and anthropologists in Germany during that time, too. Again, this wasn't just some fringe wacko element or something. It wasn't just a Nazi thing. Scientists were promoting the same thing, too. Another example that I bring out in my book is just 2.5 years ago, in 2019, at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California, a young man committed a mass shooting, just before he did that, he left in a social media post that people should read Ragnar Redbeard's book, Might is Right, and the subtitle of that book, Might is Right, is Survival of the Fittest.
Exactly.
And that book by Ragnar Redbeard is pushed in a lot of white nationalist websites. Some places sell it, some places, I think, some places even had a PDF of it on there. That book was written in 1896, but it's one of the most vitriolic, incendiary pieces of social Darwinist literature I have ever encountered. I've read the thing, and it's just incredible. But it's being recycled today by a lot of white nationalists today. By the way, it was actually publicized in the 1960s by Anton LaVey, who founded the Satanic Church. He cribbed a lot of it for a Satanic Bible. So this is some pretty incendiary stuff. And again, I'm thankful that it's some of their fringe element, but they're very vocal, and they are getting a lot of, they're getting a lot of young people's attention by their so-called scientific racism.
Right. At the heart of this, you have, of course, the rise of the eugenicists that just believe in their heart of hearts, yes, survival of the fittest. This is why Darwinism, you know, fits so hand in glove with their, you know, with their theology. But the other idea that is being promulgated, especially in this age of science that we live in now because of COVID, there is this, like you said, a small group of people, but yet vocal, that really believe, Professor, that the planet cannot handle, it cannot sustain the population that it has right now. And that what's happening with COVID is kind of the natural selection process of just, curling the herd here.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. In fact, there was a big flap that just came out a couple of days ago where the director of the Washington, D.C. Mayor's Office of Veteran Affairs made a comment about we should allow Darwinism to kill off those. I'm actually quoting this here. However, allowing Darwinism to kill off those too foolish to protect themselves is a necessary evil, talking about those who are unvaccinated. We're getting this in all sorts of ways, with population control, with eugenics, with trying to promote transhumanism, the idea we need to try to evolve humans to a higher level. There's all sorts of ways these Darwinian ideas are getting applied today in rather frightening ways.
And I think that in some cases, and this is where we have to be careful, is that, you know, it seems kind of convenient in some sense to say it's white nationalism or white supremacist. But I'm seeing that aspect, you know, of you know, of exceptionalism and this hierarchical attitude, you know, prevalent in areas. My kids live in Hawaii, for example. Let me tell you, there is an order there in Hawaii. Like it or not, I mean, if you're Hawaiian, you're at the top of the totem pole. Asian is the next level, and then the Hawaiis are way down below. And, it's prevalent. And sometimes it's thicker than other areas, especially right now with the era of COVID, you can feel it. And it makes me sad because I've been going to Hawaii for, almost 30 years visiting there, and now my kids live there. And it's hard for me to see how the island has been impacted psychologically and this attitude that is coming out. And, man, I'm telling you, Professor, they're going to need something, some kind of, mental cleansing of some sort, to get on the other side of this, because they've been exercising that attitude. It's been there. It's kind of been a low hum, you know, over the years, but now it's raising its head. So that, even though you wouldn't say it's white supremacist, it is a supremacist mindset that's being manifest there on the island.
Sure, and it's when we get away from our founding ideal of all men are created equal, we end up with these in-group fighting, I think, very often. And it's remarkable that once people believe that you're not created at all, that you just evolve by chance, that then, you know, there's no real moral compass left to argue for equality any longer. People, you know, parrot that and they'll say equality, but a lot of times they will divide over all sorts of issues, and it could be along racial lines, like I discuss in my book, or it could be along other kinds of lines, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. It could be
exactly
group and out-group ways that we try to divide up. And yeah, you're right. It's pretty sad that we can't be united. After all, you know, one of the slogans too of the United States is "E pluribus unum," out of many one,
and we're supposed to
be forging unity in our nation, but very often we're being very divisive in all sorts of ways.
Well, the political rhetoric is so heated and hyperbolic. It's just like I just don't want to listen to it anymore. I'm just so disgusted out of all this stuff, because it's you know, clearly, I mean, at some point, individuals here in the United States, the world's got its own issues as well, because it, you know, you talk about a pandemic, this pandemic of incivility toward fellow man is just, I mean, for some reason, it's taken hold and it's been given some place in this era right now. And this is very dangerous, because this is the kind of stuff that leads to, you know, to Holocaust. It leads to mass murder. I mean, we're living in an era here, and I mentioned this before regarding abortion. I mean, over 60 million babies have been aborted, and I can understand early on, you know, people bought into what the government said, what the scientists said about abortion, and people, okay, no big deal. And now all of a sudden, all these years later, you know, decades later, people are, wait a minute, this is not something that's so inconsequential. If it's this inconsequential, women will tell you, why do I have this ache in my soul over the loss of a child that I didn't think was a child? And so now you have, in response, this organic movement that's overwhelming the abortionists, and they don't know what to do with it. They think, oh, it's just, you know, to your point, oh, it's Republican against Democrat. No, this is bipartisan, where people realize, hey, look, they lied to us, and the science has been misrepresented here.
Sure. And there's all sorts of ways of devaluing human life. In fact, I wrote an earlier book in 2016 that came out called The Death of Humanity, in which
yes.
I looked at how secular philosophies have eroded the Judeo-Christian sanctity of life ethic, thus leading us into abortion and infanticide, euthanasia, assisted suicide, transhumanism, and these things. So, yeah, once you dispense with the idea that we've all been created equal, then there's all sorts of different ways we have of devaluing different groups that we decide don't cut the, you know, aren't up to snuff or aren't at the level that we think they should be. And so, you know, we don't have human equality any longer. I think you're right. That's a very dangerous thing, and it can function on all sorts of different levels.
Well, I'll tell you, when I consider the brilliance of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, what our founding fathers gave us, Richard, no doubt, even our first president, George Washington, said, you know, but for the hand of divine providence. And when we live according to those principles, it goes well for everybody, because these are all God-given principles. But, you know, in this era today that we want to turn our back on God and say, nope, we're in charge, we're handling our way, we're going to let man-made scientists control our lives, here's what we got. Professor Richard Reichert, thank you so much for coming on. Look forward to having you back, sir. Okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher.
publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. The Supreme Court reinstated an Alabama congressional map that a lower court said diluted the power of black votes, saying that the court would pay more attention to challenges to voting maps. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out.
You know, opinions are important. I mean, that's where it all begins, and there's nothing wrong with it. And this is what we believe in. This is an open forum. But, you know, we have to be careful in making our decisions that they're not opinion-based, that there is fact and truth behind it. A lot of times, and I want to bring Al Parada on from Stream.org. He's the managing editor. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, disappointed I didn't get an Oscar nomination, but, you know, we'll move on with the day.
Well, you know, there's always next year, as they say, right? And probably next year, the ceremonies will be a lot better, and then you'll get the proper spotlight. You know, it's just not quite there yet. It's not to your level of excellence. And when it gets there, then you'll get the nomination you deserve. And you know, hey, and the universe will be an opera. Everything will be back to normal once again, that's for sure. Hey, I was just thinking I wanted to bring you on to get your insight on this idea of, you know, opinion versus fact and a free country and free speech, you know, this cancel culture that we've had to put up with. It's really dumbed us all down because, you know, this is where ideas are germinated, is that we opinionate and we kind of, you know, fire ideas out there. And, you know, if we say something really goofy, then, you know, everybody knows we just said something goofy and we move on. Because, you know, there has to be substance at the end of the day. I mean, don't waste our time with something that you just want to exercise your thinking skills out loud, and it's just inappropriate. You know, maybe save it for some private time for yourself or some other like-minded people that just want to waste their time, right?
Yeah, well, here's what's kind of stupid. The same people who are into the cancel culture are the same people who talk about your truth. I'm so glad she spoke her truth.
Right.
I spoke my truth. But you try to have your truth, quote, your truth. They don't want it. So it's a weird hypocrisy to me.
Well,
so
on its face,
that interaction. Yeah.
Yeah. On its face, it invalidates truth. Because truth is truth. It's not your truth. It's not my truth. We don't own the truth. You know, the truth is God-given. It comes from God. If anybody owns the truth, it comes from God. We either just acknowledge, the truth, and we get some awareness of it. But it's not my truth or your truth. As soon as that becomes the case, then, it's not valid anymore. Because truth transcends individuals, doesn't it?
Yes. And that is part of what you're talking about is what is getting lost is when something new happens. Let's talk, for example, the COVID thing. COVID was a mystery. Nobody really knew what was going on. But how do you find the truth about it? You debate it. You talk about it. You research it. You see what happens. You adjust as you go. And it takes that interaction of the science and the public to figure out, okay, here's the truth of what we're dealing with. Well, when you shut down part of the conversation, probably because you have a profit motive, maybe, or a political motive, you're interfering with the truth, and in this case, that meant life or death.
It's amazing, Al, to your point here, how profit and politics go hand in hand, right? Have you noticed that? I mean, that's disgusting when you think about it, because this is how out of order the political system is that it can be so tainted and compromised by profit motive. And because if it wasn't, we'd have been on top of this a long time ago, because a lot of things that, even you and I talked about, even that Joe Rogan's getting in trouble about, it's like, wait a minute, this conversation and these ideas have been out, since it first began. We've had expert scientists who've come on and said the same thing. I mean, virologists, people that know, but they're not in it politically. And there's not a profit motive, but it's not like they're, they've got a piece of the action of a particular drug that's out there, right? And so they're in it just to do what doctors do, and that is to do no harm and to help people live healthy lives. And so they come up with therapeutics, or they go back and they've researched all this stuff and says, wow, this malaria drug, this is a possibility, and they try it out and it starts working, and then all because of politics and the question of profit motive, it's canceled and you can't use it. Well, how many people died because they didn't have access to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and some of these other therapeutics, all because of ego, profit motive, and politics?
Yeah, and definitely again, not the two back in the 2020, but my gosh, if Trump had said going out and breathing would help you defeat COVID, these people would try to ban air. There was so much politics in trying to stop Trump. And some of these folks admit it. Some of these like scientists who were signed on to journal articles knocking out, I guess HDQ, admitted later, there was incredible pressure not to look like you were supporting Trump. Who cares?
Right. Well, exactly.
If it came out of his mouth, did it work?
That's what I was thinking right there as you're saying this, Al. I'm hearing the words of Harry Reid when he made a statement. This was about John Kerry. Yeah, about John Kerry. He said, "Well, he didn't get elected." When he lied to people about his finances. It was Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. Mitt Romney's finances. Yeah. And he said, well, he didn't get elected. And he just kind of chuckled. See, to your point, it's that same kind of thought, that idiotic thought that is spoken. We're talking a leader. The leader of the Senate is that compromised. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, if people don't pause and say, we've got some serious cleaning up to do, because this isn't some, first-year politician trying to make some space or time. I mean, this is a well-rehearsed, experienced political leader, shanking the game and shanking a politician and then laughing about it. And what do we have? We just got to go, okay, we just, all right, But there's, and I'm trying to get people to discern that we've got that kind of stuff has to be eradicated from the body politic, if possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, politicians are going to be politicians and be sleazy. But like, going back a little bit, think about the fact that the pharmaceutical, was it Pfizer, did not announce that they had a successful vaccine until 2 days after the election. You don't think they didn't know 3 days before? Again, it's like that to me. That to me is like a heinous example of this. And another question,
of course,
again, going back to watching cable news and these people who are going after HCQ and ivermectin and all this kind of stuff. How many commercials for drug companies do they run in a day? Do you think they'd be doing covering the same way if so much of their money wasn't coming direct, from advertising from drug companies? I don't know. Because remember, they didn't advertise drugs on TV until, in the 90s?
Exactly.
Probably for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt. They've got a lot of power and influence. I mean, it's all part of the holy trinity of corporate America. You know, you look at Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. I mean, controlling, $30 trillion of investment and their influence and tentacles into the into these media companies because they buy time and they're controlling it. So, these media companies, if it's not one group like the Holy Trinity of investments of Vanguard and that, it's the Chinese. And, corporate America is the tentacles into the narrative of what's being reported. This is why when you bounce from one station to another, you go, I thought I just changed channels. What? They're saying the same thing.
Yeah, the exact phrases.
Yeah. But I guess, we're not supposed to notice that. And we're just falling victims to the narrative. And we're being propagandized, if I can say that, in this process. All very dangerous stuff, Al Parada.
Yes. Very. And that's why alternative media, Substack, everywhere you can go that's somewhere different helps.
Without a doubt. We got to go to break. We got more from the genius of Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You know, this is the thing that when you read in God's word that God laughs, you know, because man thinks they can do things their way. And here we are in this postmodernistic culture in which we live in that man. It's still interesting, Alperada, that I find that, you know, they'll say 80% of America, rough figures, you know, still believes in God. But our actions do not reflect that. The God that that I guess most Americans must believe in is the God that they've created for themselves, as opposed to, you know, a holy and awesome God that created the heavens and the earth. You know, at you know, it's like this song, you know, that he's always faithful. You know, when have you heard? When have you heard where God's dropped the ball, you know, or made a mistake and, you know, whatever. I mean, it's never happened. It never will. And in our own, I guess, arrogant, humanistic perspective, we think that, hey, we got it from here, God. We'll take the wheel from here, right?
Yeah, hold my beer. Hold my beer, God. Yeah, I guess that's every day, I guess we have to wake up and ask ourselves, am I living today as if I really believe what I say that I believe? And I think your day goes a little bit differently. You know, you look at people differently. You know, that's not just somebody in your way going into a store, you know, going into the QT or the 7-Eleven.
Right.
This is a creation of a child of God, a wondrous creation, beautifully and wonderfully made. Open the door for them.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It's a totally different approach to life. If you really believe that there's an awesome God and you're one of his creations and you're here to make your little bit of turf better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking with Jeff Camp, you know, the former NFL QB this morning about, you know, the power of humility, Al. It just has so much power, and it's nothing that you have to exert. It's just something that you're holding in perspective. It's like one Christian philosopher had said, in understanding kind of what, you know, to your point, that we're made in God's image and we're just magnificent miracles. And his response, I love his response. He says, you know, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's just how magnificent is that? I mean, that even people that you might think are the most unlovable people, and that they are not mere mortals because they are made in the image of God. It's up for them to figure out their own journey. But as we're all, you know, fearlessly working to that end, and hoping that we will get to that point where God himself, our Father in heaven, says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We could all only hope to that. But anyway, I did want to talk about your morning brew. Part dew. I always love part dew. I don't know why, but I love part dew. Maybe because it's a little bit of the French that I know. Olympics not too bueno, as expected, huh? No ratings. I mean, they're competing with CNN, I think.
Oh, that's a cruel thing to say.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, the ceremonies were down. Opening ceremonies were down 43%. And the question, obviously, would be, well, is it because of the Beijing angle and the boycott Beijing angle? Well, to some degree, and not totally, because the Summer Olympic opening ceremonies were down about 35%. But there is an effect. Who is it?
Yeah.
There's a survey done where there's even there's a bit of a partisan reaction to the Olympics this time out, where Republicans are less likely to be watching it than, say, Democrats. Mm. Independents are even less likely than the other two. And usually you don't see that. Usually it's across the board. About 60% of the people are going to tune in at some point. And in this case, it's down. It's down. The Republicans, only about 45% are saying they're going to watch anything. And, of course, some are really adamant.
Well, this whole idea of the genocide games, I mean, this thing is really, it's really taken hold. I think President Xi wants to blame, the Uyghur that they had, during the lighting ceremony, which I thought was such a farce, have a Uyghur participating, making it seem like it was all fine. I mean, meanwhile, while they have over a million Uyghurs in concentration camps. Well, they don't call it concentration. It's a re-education camp. And
I mean, again, you got to look at the, IOC. They're the ones who awarded China the games. And I mean, it's part of the sad part of it, too, because, there are some athletes, all these athletes have worked their butt off all these years to get to the Olympics. And by not supporting, we're missing out.
Like, exactly.
Was it Norman Chen this morning? Is that his name? The U.S. skater who apparently had the best short program in the history of men's skating. I mean, but that's what Twitter's for, in little clips. You're not watching the Olympics; you're looking at something on Twitter.
Exactly.
Anyway, so you want to be able to support the athletes and the notion of sport and hope for that. The Olympic ideal before it gets politicized. Mm-hmm. But it's hard when you're sitting there watching basically a propaganda show.
Right. This is where the IOC, I think the IOC blew it, don't you? I mean, that's who you got to put it on the doorstep of the IOC, do you not?
Yes. They're the ones who, they're the ones who awarded the games. Now, how much money changed hands, who knows? But they're the ones who awarded the games and opened themselves up to this. So this is definitely on them. I mean, in a sense, you can say it's not China's fault that China wanted the Olympics. Of course they wanted the Olympics.
Sure,
But IOC, they decided to hold these games there, and they're the ones that kind of have to live with the consequences. And the NBC, they're along on board because they're going to be making some money off of this. And
oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Can you imagine? I mean, they're hoping to make some money. They paid a lot of money to get the rights, right? And what's their ROI going to be because of low viewership? I don't think this is going to be a very profitable deal at the end of the day for them.
No. But I mean, I guess part of the ride is, okay, we'll take the hit in 2022 knowing that America's going to have the Olympics in, 2028? they can look ahead a little bit and hopefully Olympics IOC gets their act together. Hopefully there's less politics in the games, and then by the time we get to that, we have Olympics that are like the Olympics are supposed to be and have been in the past, as an international celebration.
Exactly.
Of sport.
Yeah, and it's the unfortunate thing because, well, what puts even a darker hue on this whole deal is, the Chinese, complication with COVID. And here we are. I mean, you know, they want the international community to believe that they had nothing to do with it. You know, it was probably Donald Trump, anything to deflect their responsibility, you know, that it came from some, you know, wayward bat, you know, flying around out of a wet market there in Wuhan. And they knew all along, they had to know. And then on top of that, I mean, when you follow the money and the strategy, here they are buying all up. They're buying all the PPE because they knew that there was going to be a demand for it. They buy it all up. And I'm wondering, even our country, I'm going, what are you guys thinking? When all of a sudden there's a sudden, you know, turbulence in the force here, something extraordinary is happening with, you know, like nobody asked the question of, you know, why is it, are the Chinese ordering so much PPE? And we're sending all this to them. Is this, what are we missing here? Did anybody ask that question? Or they just, for the sake of their own greed and arrogance, they said, hey, look at this, man. We got this big order from the Chinese. You know, let's go ahead and fill this order. And we got all these gazillions of dollars coming into, you know, into the country and into businesses that, and little do we know that we're, you know, we're selling out our natural resources that in weeks we're going to need the very thing that we sold to the Chinese.
Yeah.
Is that ridiculous? That is absurd.
Yeah, and again, like in terms of things like, you know, supplies and the medicines, the idea that we get so much of this from China is absurd in the first place.
Well, we gave it all to them. That's adds to the sin of this stuff. That's like when Donald Trump is president, he goes, gosh, you know, if we go to war here, we don't even have control of our metal resources. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to go to our enemy and say, hey, we need to buy some natural resources where he is. Like, that's idiotic. And, the other thing, go ahead.
So I want to say one of my basic fundamentals of foreign policy is to never be in a position where you can't tell another country to go, you know, screw itself. You know,
yeah.
Never, you know,
right.
Depend the first.
In a very nice, yeah. Presbyterian sort of way.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
But just the idea that never depend on anybody else for your security in that sense, and that's why you want to be energy independent, so you don't have to rely on anybody from the Middle East. That's why you want to have all your medical stuff in the U.S. You know, your military, what you're building for the military, U.S.
Yeah.
You know, just so you never owe anybody or need anybody else if you don't need them.
Yeah.
It's good to have friends.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to be owned by your enemies.
But you don't want to be beholden. You know, that's the deal. It's back to the borrower and the owner of said loan, right? And here we are. You know, we find ourselves in this situation because our government cannot seem to be on top of this. I think also it's quite interesting that Nancy Pelosi, who would be so quick to impeach Donald Trump, has done nothing whatsoever to check into China. Isn't that interesting? Just a thought goodbye.
All those California Democrats. Check them all out.
You got it. Matter. Supply lines are down. Product deliveries are slow. And that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now. Ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other news.